I'm Mayor Betsy Price, and we're keeping Fort Worth funky on the Funky Town Podcast. I hope you're ready. This show's going to get a little bit funky and a lot of fun.
Funky Town Podcast, and we're at the Boiled Owl Tavern, and we're about to start our Pokemon adventure in 3, 2, 1, Pokemon.
I don't know what to do now.
I think we need the Pokemon.
Okay, so we're going to go on a Pokemon adventure. Are you finished with your drink?
Close enough.
Hold on just 1 second. Let me finish.
Okay. So, hang on, but before we go, you want to burn an incense?
Okay.
I wish that was code for something.
Okay.
Here, I'll do the first one.
Okay.
Are we burning an incense to the gods so that we have a good Pokemon adventure?
So they'll attract Pokemon. So go to your incense.
You burn an incense and it attracts Pokemon to you?
Yes.
Wow.
And so we have 30 minutes.
Okay,
so
let's
go. When the incense is done, then we'll go to our break.
Okay.
All
sounds
right.
Good. Careful, there's beer spilled all over there.
You have to hold the recorder.
Okay. Holding the recorder. We're going on an adventure. We're going on an adventure. That's me singing my We're Going on an Adventure song.
Oh, I got one.
No way.
I got a Pidgey just popped up.
I got a...
Oh, I missed him. He's too close.
Caterpie.
Do you need to back up a little?
No, I just don't need to throw so hard.
Bink! I like you've got the sound effects.
I can turn mine on.
All right. Are we ready?
And he jumped out and ran away.
Are we going to walk down this side of the street? Okay.
I get that Caterpie.
Oh, hey. They're playing Pokemon, too. How's your Pokemon adventure going?
Wonderfully, thank you very much.
Awesome.
Did she tell you to get the way?
No, she said it's going wonderfully. Thank you very much. See?
Do you have a...
Listen to the funky...
Uh-huh. Can I see it?
No. I mean, no, I don't. But we can delete that if
we
need
broadcasting?
To. No.
We're podcasting.
We're podcasting. Okay. Got it. I promise.
I don't know if you do. Hold on.
What are you guys catching right here?
Okay. I got the wild caterpie.
So you got the 61 caterpie?
Yes.
So now I'm evolving. Let's see what this dude is.
So you want to walk?
Yeah, I want to walk. Do you want to walk this side of the street or the other side of the street? Does that matter?
Thanks, please don't podcast me. Appreciate it.
Promise.
We're totally going to podcast her.
Be nice to people.
I should have told her to just go to jerryjonestownmassacre.com.
And file a complaint.
Now listen to the podcast, and she won't hear about it.
Oh, true.
This person's going to hit us?
No, they are not.
So we're up to our first Pokey Stop. Which Pokey Stop is that? What is it called? It's the Food Store Gazebo. It's right there.
Ooh. I got a thing, and another thing, and another thing.
What types of things are you getting?
I got a regular ball, a super ball, and some kind of like revive or some kind of.
Oh, shit. That's what I got. I got a revive.
I have sat at this little gazebo though.
I have too.
Yeah, I've ridden my bike up here, talked up here, got a drink, sat here, smoked a cigarette.
Yeah, the guy who owns this food store is super nice because you know parking over there at the Boiled Owl stinks. So he always lets me park right here never bothers me.
I always get really lucky at the Boiled Owl with parking.
Me too. Uh-oh.
Yeah, is it a rat?
Oh.
So if there is more than one person and there is a Pokemon, somebody could get it and the other people won't?
No. I think everybody can get it.
Everybody can get it? Okay. Bink.
Bink. Let me try to catch it. What really frustrates me is whenever, especially it'll be like something really small, like this, it's 70, you know, and then you shoot it and you catch it and then it jumps out. And then you shoot it and you catch it and it jumps out.
It jumps out of the ball?
Yeah.
Just once you catch it, it
sometimes
can jump out?
Oopsie, I missed it that time.
Oh.
So you catch it, but it has to do a thing three times. One, two, three. So I got it that time. But sometimes it'll jump out and then you gotta do it again.
Do you keep your same Pokeball or do you lose it?
You lose it. And sometimes you'll do it three or four times, it'll jump out, and then it runs away.
But you get some more at the Pokestops.
Yeah.
Like we're
you get
at
more
now.
Pokeballs?
We're at the Chimera Pokestop.
Shush.
Which actually has a picture of Zio Carlo.
I earned a medal for I captured 500 Pokemon.
Wow.
Is that what that says?
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Pretty exciting stuff, huh?
Very exciting.
Oh, something else here. What is this?
You're not following the directions. You're not paying attention to your surroundings.
I know, right?
You're walking right through a red light.
Yeah. We're crossing against the light. I was going to bring that up, but then I was
like,
I think
that has more to do with the Jack Daniels than it does the game.
Oh, man. There's ratatas all over.
I know. I want to know why there's nothing but ratatas and Pidgeys over here.
Because of the chat room. Because they're chat rat-a-tats. And then they're boiled Pidgeys.
it makes total sense to me, you know? So I got some raspberries. You ever use the raspberries?
I haven't got a raspberry yet.
What do you use a raspberry for?
So like some of the ones that are hard to catch, I don't know, if you throw a raspberry at them, then they'll eat it and they'll have like little hearts. And then it'll just be easier to catch. And then you throw the ball and then I always miss it. And so I don't think the raspberries work on the second time.
Jumped out.
Like
yeah,
me,
see?
With and chocolate. If you just throw a little chocolate at me, I'm way easier to catch.
See? So Pokemons are like easy girls.
Yes.
I see some new slang.
I don't know that I'm easy.
Oh, there's an Eevee.
Oh my gosh, how cute is that?
Oh no, something else popped up.
Is this the one that you were talking about, how it evolves differently
yes.
depending on what things you put in your thing?
Yes.
Oh, it jumped out.
Yep. Yes, that's the one. Depending on what you name it, it will depend on what it evolves into. Or you can just evolve it and it'll do randomly between one or three things.
Oh.
Let's see.
What a little
now,
prick.
It's a 355, the CP, the combat power. CP is combat power.
Oh, that's good.
355.
Because
yeah.
The other one was only 70.
Yeah, it's real high. So
It might help. Oh, actually, see, there's a raspberry. You pick a raspberry. I don't think you need it for these, but you pick one and you throw it. See what she's.
Oh, yeah.
Then throw your
ball. She might let herself be caught this time.
We'll see.
Oh, I got a potion.
Nope.
What do the potions do?
See, and then it ran away.
Mother Mary, what's a potion do?
Whenever you go do
hey,
the...
Hey, what's that say?
Uh-oh, my egg. I have an egg. And so we get to walk around.
We've got a potion and an egg.
Oh, and so, I just caught a little furball-looking thing.
So let's see what my egg turns into. Let's see what I'm going to hatch it. Ba-ba-ba-ba! Ooh, what is that? I haven't had one of those before.
What is that?
It's
Magneto.
Like...
It's not called Magneto.
Oh,
it
should be. Magnemite.
Look how close you were.
Wow.
Magnemite.
Oh, wait. Something else popped up. Another rat.
Yeah, see how there's... So when you're at a Pokestop, you can throw a lure.
Uh-huh.
So it lures them in. It's kind of like bait.
So the lure is different, though, than the raspberry.
Yeah. This is actually... That's why they're all pink and they have all those hearts around them.
Uh-huh.
And there's all these different things that are popping up. So here's a little Venonat.
Oh, hey, is that the thing you just said?
I just got one of them.
Yeah. So I'm saying they're the same ones, but...
Oh, man.
See, he's 13, so he should be really easy.
I caught him in one throw.
Yeah.
What are you trying to catch right now?
Another rat.
Oh. No Eevee for you?
No, I'm looking for a Magnemite, man.
His was an egg.
Oh, it came out of an egg.
Yeah. All right, you ready to keep
walking?
Yeah,
let's keep walking.
See, I've got an egg cooking.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so you have to walk. I think it's 5 kilometers. Well, it depends. They have 2 to 5. I had a 10.
Jeez, 5K? That's like a race.
I'm at 2.68 of 5 on mine.
All right. How did you get yours to hatch so quickly? Or was it ready?
Oh, it was already. I've been walking already.
Oh, okay, okay. You caught that egg a while ago, and it just got ready.
You can get those eggs at your Pokestops.
Did you get the Pokestops over here? The Mamma Mia's?
Yes.
Are we going
to... We went to Mamma Mia's maybe earlier this week or last week.
Just so you could play Pokemon?
No, but we did. We sat there and played it. Me and my daughter caught off.
Oh, here we're at Shaw's Pokestop.
Jeez.
Shaw's Bar and Grill.
You're right, every corner.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple red Pokeballs, and the blue ones are super Pokeballs.
What's that mean?
Hey, what'd you say the potions do?
Great Balls. They're called Great Balls.
No, I asked you what the potions do, and you said nothing.
Oh, so the potions, whenever you go to a gym and you fight and you get injured, the potions help bring you back up to normal power. So like after you have a battle, all your guys are going to be all, the ones that lose the battles and stuff, they're all going to be depleted of whatever. So you can use those potions to bring
their health back up.
Yeah.
Can we just reflect on how that one girl didn't want to be podcast?
I was just going to say, are we really going to turn that off?
No,
I mean,
I'm
kick it
that
out?
Off. We don't know who that even was. I don't know her name.
Yeah.
We didn't say what she looked like, who she is, where she's from.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because I thought that was weird. Do you have a permit for that? Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I got a podcasting permit. It's called the First Amendment, lady.
I'm going to say, if you have a problem, you can talk with Mayor Betsy Price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take it up with the mayor's office.
She has my permit.
We know her.
But yeah, Mommy, it was really good. And we did. We sat there because you can sit at the table and the Pokestop, every 10 minutes or so, it'll change. Or it'll go back and you can spin
reset.
It again.
You spin a Pokestop?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Here. Two. We're coming up on one.
We're
okay.
A wild Venonat.
We're not close enough. Oh, here it is.
So,
Pokestop for the historic Schaefer building. And you give it a spin. Get things.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
So do you know anything about the historic Schaefer building?
I do not.
Do you even know what it does right now?
It's an apartment and a business.
Yes.
It's apartments and a business.
I believe it's an advertising firm.
I think it is an advertising firm.
I'm not positive about that.
I did walk back behind that Schaefer building one time because there were some old window, like old like glass windows, you know, with the cord pulls.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to steal them. And then somebody came outside.
You shouldn't steal.
I know I shouldn't steal, but I was gonna.
Oh, that's a cool building.
Here's another Pokestop.
Where? At Kent and Company?
Yeah. Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. So
Marilyn Manson. I guess that Where's used Marilyn to be, Manson?
So whatever that little building is.
Yeah.
Right next to the Schaefer.
Yeah.
I'm guessing maybe that Marilyn Manson portrait or mural maybe used to be in there.
It's pointing over here though.
Where is it, where, like where the Cadillac is?
Is it inside that building?
It might be on the back side of it. I don't know.
See, so I got an egg. See, that's my mind. I got an egg, a raspberry, two raspberries, and a regular Pokeball.
Oh, raspberries.
Did you catch them all? Do you have to tap on them?
No, you can just close it out. You can
The life hack.
Yeah, no, I figured that out. I used to go
tap, tap, tap.
But then, like, once your bag gets two, you only can carry like 250 items.
Oh.
So then I would pull up my bag.
Hey, look,
and
this place is still open.
Well, yeah, but they don't have any barbecue left.
Are you sure?
Oh, I just got another
sold
rack.
Out of barbecue. Yeah.
You can go in for a drink.
Oh, nah.
I got another rat.
Yeah, I'm not gonna mess with that rat right now. So,
what's this place? Oh, it's Stillheim Barbecue. They sell eggs. Oh my gosh, they have sold out completely.
So I really want to know where the Marilyn Manson thing is, though.
Well, do you want to go walk around the building and look?
I
haven't seen it yet.
I haven't ever seen it either. I don't know what that's there for. So her window is down. Just go around there and say, hey, come on. And start talking to her as she's sitting at the red light.
No, I'm not going to.
She's already had a bad experience talking to strangers.
Yes. That's it. I'm done talking to strangers.
I was telling him that
how
I was hoping that that I wanted to, if we saw anybody playing, then I would, then I wanted you to ask him about the Pokemon. I never did tell you. You just would have did it on your own. Like, look at her go.
I am just a natural.
But
it's
she
true.
Was on.
Don't podcast me.
You have a podcast.
She's all, I don't believe you that you understand. Do I look like an idiot?
She doesn't even know what podcast we are. How's she going to know? Is she going to listen to all the podcasts and try to find it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's off radar.
Which only happens once every 3 months anyway.
RoboTuner's Insignificant Podcast. Okay. You can just call him Red Pants.
So now we don't have to do our plugs at the end of the show. We'll talk about the Jerry Jonestown Massacre off radar and RoboTuner.
Wait, we haven't talked about the Jerry Jonestown Massacre yet.
Yeah, I said tell her that it's a Jerry Jonestown Massacre show.
Oh,
listen.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
There's another Pidgey.
I want something good. Give me one of these rare ones.
So I went to the Republic Street Bar on Thursday night, I think it was. They had the vinyl spin night.
Oh, yeah, for Dreamy Life?
Yes. And I went, we also sat in here, me and my daughter and my wife, at Melt's and played a Pokemon. The Pokemon stop here. We sat here and played while we were eating ice cream.
Melt has some amazing ice cream. They're Turkish Delight.
They do.
Holy cow.
I had the peach cobbler thing. It was
awesome. That boozy Buccaneer, it's boozy.
Oh, yeah?
They're not kidding.
Wow.
It's like there's stars on the sidewalk. What is this? Glitter?
It looks like there was a glitter bomb.
Nice.
So I was at the Republic Street Bar. And I pulled up Pokemon to see if to see if there was anything out there, and there wasn't. And then Joe Prankster came outside. Hey, play Pokemon, blah, blah. I was like, yeah. And he was like, what level are you on? I was like, 16. And I think that's a level that's kind of like, okay, that's you're doing pretty good. But it's not, like, great, but it's, you know, it shows that I've been playing since, I mean, I started playing, like, 3 days
it's
after.
It's no level remember. Six.
I'm still level six.
Right. I was trying to be nice, Susie.
Sorry.
So that's anyways, okay. I'm hoping
I'm
to
nice.
I'm hoping to get to level seven.
Here's another Eevee. But,
Hey, wait, are you two playing Pokemon?
Yeah,
do you want to be on our podcast? What's your favorite thing about playing Pokemon Go?
I guess catching different Pokemon that I haven't seen before.
Yep.
I like getting out and walking.
Awesome. What level are you?
18.
And what level are you?
11.
Have you guys battled yet?
At the gyms, yeah.
At the gyms?
I have not.
So what does a battle entail?
Mostly just tapping really fast.
That's all you do. Hi, puppy. All right. We're on the Funky Town podcast, so you can listen on 91.7 The Pirate on Friday afternoons. Tell me your name.
Kevin.
And your name?
Emily.
Emily. All right, you guys. Have fun catching your Pokemon.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I learned all about battles. You just tap real fast.
Yeah. And after the battle, that's what you use the potions for, to heal your little...
Can we go battle?
I think the chat room has a gym.
And Avoca has a gym.
And Avoca has a gym. So, all right. So what I was saying earlier about the bag, you can only hold 250 items. Uh-huh. So then I pulled up and I had like all these potions. And I don't hardly ever battle, so I don't need all these potions. So I started to delete them. Then when I would come across the Pokestops and I would see the potions, I would only click on the balls, thinking that if I didn't click on the potions and just closed out, then I wouldn't get them. But when I closed out, I got them anyways. So then the next time, I just closed it out without tapping on anything, and it gave me everything. So now it's just like spin, close.
Wow.
And you get them instead of going tap.
Way efficient.
Tap. Yeah, especially when you're driving. Sorry.
Grand Crew Pokestop.
Oh, yeah, that's right up here.
I just leveled up my...
Nice.
Okay. My little rat.
So this is what I was going to tell you.
My Raticate.
So I'm at the
Republic
bar talking to Joe Prankster, and he's asking me what level I'm on. So 15 to 20 is good, but once you get to 20, he's like, you get like a bunch more cooler, like you get like the Ultra Ball, and you get like better Pokemon and stuff or whatever. And he's like, now he goes, do you know the Pidgey hack? And I go, I guess not. He's like, well, he goes, so there's different levels. Like the Pidgey, it takes 12 Pidgey candies to evolve it. Mm-hmm. And then it evolves into a Pidgeot or something like that.
I have one of them.
And then it takes like Pidgeot. 25 or 50.
A Pidgeotto.
Yeah, and then it takes so many to evolve that to the next one, right? Well, anyways, with the Pidgeys being so low, 12, as soon as you catch a Pidgey, you get 3 candies. So if you catch 4 Pidgeys, then you can evolve the Pidgey. When you evolve the Pidgey, you get 500 experience points. So, there's a thing on here called a lucky egg. You might have one. I have one. You turn on your lucky egg. That gives you twice the XP for 30 minutes. So then you could collect all these Pidgeys and sit there and just evolve the Pidgey after Pidgey. And each time you'll get 1,000 XP and you'll level up.
Oh, I don't think I have a lucky egg.
Oh, no. But that's the Pidgey hack. You collect a bunch of Pidgeys, you turn on your lucky egg, so you get twice the XP points and sit there and just evolve. And Rattatash, I think, are only 12, and the Caterpie or Caterpie or whatever, I think they're only 12. So you get anything, but we get a bunch of Pidgeys over here, so you just collect a ton of them. Oh, that's it. You collect a ton of
You're
them.
You're editing this one.
I know. You collect a ton of them, and then you just sit there and evolve them with your egg on, get double of them. And you'll find that egg at a Pokestop at some point, I'm sure.
And it's called a lucky egg.
Where does it come up in your items, or does it come up in your Pokemon?
So you pull up your little, under your items.
Oh, speaking of, here's a wild Pidgey.
Lucky egg.
Oh, I don't have one of those.
And I got the Pidgey.
Oh, got the Pidgey. Nope, he got out.
So is there a gym right here?
There's a gym in Avoca.
Okay, because it's close, right?
The gym's closed?
Close.
Oh, close.
Oh, I ran away. Stupid. It's red. So what team are you on? You're on blue, right, Joe?
I think.
I'm on the red team.
So he would battle to take over the gym, right?
I don't know what happens whenever you're... We'll find out.
I've never been to a gym.
Oh, he got out again? What's his CP?
59.
See, I know. Some of those are like all low, and they keep getting out, and then they run away, and you've wasted 5 balls for nothing.
I've wasted like 10 on him now. He's got out twice.
Well, wait till he runs away. Can you never catch him? It's all for naught. Oh, that irritates me.
I was like, oh, you got him this time. Nope. You're still going for it?
Should I give up?
Yeah, but the chat room is kind of quiet, so we'll come back here, and we'll get a drink, and we can finish off. We've only got 9 minutes left in the period. Those of you listening, 9 minutes to our next break. Oop, what is here? Caterpie?
How do you know?
Oh my god, I'm losing all my balls on this guy.
That was awesome.
I'm losing my balls.
I ran away. I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, you can do that. You can just quit. That's true. I've wasted enough. It's only, you know.
I've only got 6 Pokeballs left.
Oh, we gotta hit some Pokestops. Oops, see? This little Caterpie is the one to break free all the time, too. This is my 3rd ball. He's only at 53. 1, 2. Oh, is it going to happen? Oh, I think we did it! Yay! We did it! Hooray!
I like how excited you are about it.
So excited.
And when you level up, you get like 10 balls, I think. And
yeah, I'm a ways from leveling up, though.
How far away are you from leveling up?
I need another 3,300 experience.
Hmm.
Oh, here's another Pokestop. Spiral Diner.
Ah, the piano!
So can you play the piano?
I can play the piano.
Can you play the piano?
I can play the piano.
I'll hold it. You can play the piano.
So this is from third grade lessons.
Is this a boogie woogie ghost?
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. How does it go?
I don't know.
Do you remember this song? I don't remember it. Wow. I don't remember anything.
You can't play the piano.
I know, I can't remember. I'm starting to remember. You can play.
No, I can't.
Let's see. I can't remember. Darn.
You can't play chopsticks?
So we're at the gym. How does this work?
So you click on what it's going to do. I think, as far as I can tell, like I put little like if you do your CP down here, like you pull mm-hmm. your Pokemon, put a CP. Oops, hit that one. Your Pokemon.
Do you guys look the same?
Hit your little heart thing, and then do CP.
Oh, that's what I got it by.
Yeah, so it shows you your biggest one, but it'll do like your top six, and you'll have to battle their top six. I think it is kind of. So you click on it.
They all look so much bigger than me.
They are bigger than you.
Wow.
They're going to kick your booty.
Well, so then what's the point, even?
Don't do it. Experience, maybe?
Those are all the ones that it's going to battle. Your highest is 276. Your lowest is 108. And these guys have, like, 14.
You just tap it.
Now, you can also... you tap him. And you can also hold it. I think I let go, and it does, like, a special power. See? Oh. Yeah, do you have that guy?
Yeah. He didn't last very long.
Yeah, he didn't last very long at all. You're getting your butt kicked. He's on his third character. No, fourth one. Now we're on the fourth. Look, something just popped up. Oh, Caterpie. Yeah, he just... What are you doing? You out of here?
I'm out of here.
Just bailed.
I don't have
enough. Oh, he just set your little Venonat on fire. Nice. You lose.
Dang.
So I'm on the red
team. He sounds so excited about you losing.
So
that's not very fair. Oh, because you're on the red team.
Yeah, so let's see what happens if I hit the red team.
Okay.
So I think I can train. I don't know what either one of these buttons do.
Do the one on the left.
This one?
Uh-huh.
And the one on the left. Oh, I think then I'll put my guys here. What it is, I can pick which guys I want to put here.
Uh-huh.
And they'll hang out here, and they'll have to battle any blue people that come along. So, like, if it's
you'll
a level...
You'll leave people here?
Well, this will be mine, but they'll be hanging out here. And then I can kind of go back and check on them. If they get damaged, then I can heal them up or whatever.
Okie dokie. Do we have to stay here for that?
No, I can leave. So, see, it's a gym level 3. The top one is the 1429. There's one on 1454. I guess he's a little bigger. I don't know what the other. Have to be 3 of them. Anyway, so if I add my guy, I'll add my Flareon, which is called Pyro. So I'll put him in there. So now it should be. So now I'm in there, too.
Is this...
See, that's me right there.
I'm out of Pokeballs.
Funky Town Jeff.
The heck? You're out of Pokeballs.
I'm out of balls.
Great.
And you can also train.
Oh, no. Something just popped up, but I can't get it.
So So this is a training screen. I've never done this before.
Okay. Who's Don Vapor?
My guy. And I'm going to battle this guy.
So, oh, man.
So we're just training. So I can shoot him. I can hold it down like this.
So is the little Eevee, is that somebody else's person or your person?
Those are both mine. Both these people are mine. I'm just battling against myself.
Do they, either of them level up or anything?
Oh, but see, that one won. Pyro won against the... But see, it's a level 4 now instead of 3. And the reason why it's level 4 is because I'm in here. There was 3 people that left their people here. Now, I left my person, my little guy here, so now there's 4. So now it's a level 4.
I just caught a new Pokemon.
Hey, what is that?
Star thing.
It is a Staryu.
Staryu.
Staryu?
Staryu.
Well, Staryu.
I think it's Staryu.
I think it's just Staryu.
Maybe.
How old are you?
33.
I already got a couple of them.
You do?
Yeah. Watch this. You can spin it. Oops.
What are you trying to do?
Hey, wait.
I was trying to go like this here, and you can go and kind of spin it around. I don't know that it does
and
anything.
And then you lost it.
Oh, it gets a little magic.
Yeah. Hey, you got more Pokeballs?
Yeah. The Pokestop right here reset, and I was able to get some more to catch the one.
Ah.
And then there's another little caterpillar sitting here, but he keeps dodging me, so I don't know.
You want to waste your balls? Oh, I got my Staryu.
Oh, now I got no balls.
Okay, you do want to walk down and get some balls real fast and then walk up. We have a minute 33 left.
Okay.
I need to get a bunch of balls before I let off my
Well,
incense.
There's like 1, 2, 3 like coming up real fast.
Pokestops?
Yeah, we'll hit the Pokestops, we'll turn around, come back, have a couple more Pokestops, and then go in the chat room and have a drink, and then we can let them in.
I have to obviously watch where I'm walking because I am a klutz. And these are obstacles.
Light poles and parking curbs.
Yes.
So we can all see the same Pokemons. We can all catch them.
Right.
You can't steal a Pokemon from another player.
No.
Because that would result in fist fights.
Yeah.
Well, that would be awesome, though.
You see, it doesn't make walking so bad. We've walked pretty far. We've walked from the Bold Owl past the Avoca now. We're still going west.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not so bad.
Oh, it's kind of fun.
Kind of fun.
That's good for you.
Good exercise.
Sure is.
Hanging out with friends, socializing.
I do like hanging out with my friends.
So we've walked a kilometer and a half.
Or we could go to the usual instead of the chat room.
No way, that place is too expensive.
We ain't got usual
Jeez.
Money.
This one day,
or usual time.
I went in and made the mistake of telling somebody just to make me whatever the special was of the night. It came out in a pineapple, and I got wasty face real fast.
I remember that. That was good. Have you been to the Bootlegger?
I have not.
They've turned into a bar, no. Wasn't it like the upper 90 over here somewhere?
No,
upper 90's back that way.
By Tina's.
Have you been there? Is it just a sports bar?
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
just,
it's just a sports bar.
Cool. I've been there a couple times.
Yep.
It's your kind of sports bar.
My kind?
Yeah, like, not super jerky,
oh,
pretentious.
Yeah. This is the Benito's Horned Frog. I didn't see, oh, there it is. The thing,
yep,
on the corner.
I see it, yeah. And the bearded lady.
The bearded lady is, oh wait, there's another Pokestop just past it.
And then the next ones are way down by the hospital.
Hey, have you guys tried the hot dog place?
Incense is
not yet. I was going to try it today, but we decided to go somewhere else.
I didn't know the hot dog place.
Oh, it's really Bentley's. Good. Yeah, it's right over here. Bentley's.
Hot dogs and crepes.
Really?
Yeah. Ryan got a hot dog and I got a crepe and we both shared them and they were super good.
So are they fancy gourmet hot dogs?
Fancy gourmet hot dogs.
It's like, what kind of hot dog did y'all get?
We got the Funky Town something or other.
What was on it?
Shoot. It was a slaw of some sort and some sort of juice, sauce stuff. I couldn't tell you, sorry.
So the other one is the Hoagies place.
I didn't know that was a vegetarian place.
The Hoagies?
Local vegetarian restaurant. That's what it says. Do you how much you learn playing Pokemon?
I do like King Tut, and that's right down there.
King Tut is fantastic.
My favorite falafels in all of Fort Worth.
I've never been.
And the surrounding areas, really.
Yeah, I don't even really know what a falafel is.
It's a little.
Well, it's basically like
chickpeas.
Yeah.
Ground up.
Like
mixed
fried
with
hummus, I guess.
But not the texture of hummus.
No,
they just kind
like
of
crunchy.
Coarsely. It's okay. They coarsely grind the chickpeas, mix it with stuff. But Bentley's is right there. Pass that LRB's Fine Foods, and you'll like it a lot. It's real good.
Can walk back to the chat.
Yeah.
All right, we need some action.
I am not that type of girl.
Yeah, so Dustin went to the Guns N' Roses concert.
Yes.
Would you be interested in going to that?
No.
I don't know, man. I only like the Appetite for Destruction, man.
Appetite
that was
for
a
Destruction
that
was
a
fantastic.
That was
album.
A big album when I was a kid. That was a life changing album. That's one that I learned every word.
Not me.
The album cover, the inside art stuff shocked me. Like, oh my god, I have a naked girl who just got raped inside the album cover. You know, I hadn't heard anything like it before. And that's a good one, man. Every song on that album, I still love.
During that whole time, I think the only the heaviest heavy metal I listened to was
Britney Spears.
No, who did that Pyromania album?
Def Leppard.
See, not very heavy. But I was big into Depeche Mode and Erasure and Yaz and stuff. So I remember watching Depeche Mode 101, and they called them Guns Imposers.
Buy 800 Pokeballs, you can only hold 350 things. How does that work?
I don't know how that works. You can also buy a bigger backpack. Maybe that's how that works.
I just want to let everyone know that while we've been sitting here, Joe Tacky has leveled up to level 7, and Jeffrey Lord is almost to level 18.
I got my lucky egg on, so I'm getting double XP with the lucky egg and evolving everything I have.
Okay, so I hit this. Okay, so we're downtown at the convention center. Are we going to go north or south?
I don't know.
We can go north if you want to.
Let's go north.
All right.
What's happening here? We've got Mexican music hanging out the windows.
Yep.
Drinking something out of the bottle.
I don't know what. I hear Joe's phone back there going nutso. He's doing something.
Flatiron Building of Fort Worth.
That's this one.
That's a cool building.
Yeah, it's a super cool building. Have you seen the lions and the panthers and stuff on there?
That's cool.
It's really cool. Ryan and I came down here to go to that to go to that Thompson's bookstore to go down to the bar in the cellar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Devin works there.
Really?
Sorry, you. I got him. There you go.
I don't know who Devin is.
He's a keyboard player for Red Admirals right now.
Oh.
Red Apples?
Red
Admirals.
Admirals. I've heard of them. I haven't heard of Red Apples.
No, Red Apples are lesser known, but equally good.
I've heard of Silver Apples.
And Apples in Stereo.
Oh, yeah, and Apples in Stereo. You taught me that one.
Did I?
Yep. Because I have a theory that all bands with food in their names are good. And so I said, tell me your favorite food band. You said Apples in Stereo. You and Charles Marchbanks both.
He's got good taste, too. He probably has better taste than I do.
I don't know what my favorite food band name is.
Hey, check that out. Something bad happened there.
It's not my fifth ball for the stupid star. It keeps getting out. Oh, you bastard.
Right there, Thompson's bookstore. Have you ever been there? They have a speakeasy down in there. They open up a bookcase and you go downstairs.
No.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is
super
cool.
Cool.
So is that where we're going for our next drink? Uh-oh.
Heck yeah.
I earned a medal.
Uh-oh. I'm in.
I caught 50 water-type Pokemon.
Wow.
50.
Oh, because the Staryu is a water-type Pokemon?
Like it's like a starfish. I'm getting close to leveling up to 18.
If you want to go down to the speakeasy, though, I have to look it up on Facebook and see what the password is for tonight. It's usually something like Houston or whatever.
Maybe it's 8th.
It could be 8th.
I could text Devin and ask him.
Oh, yeah.
Rattata. You ever heard the band Rat-a-tat-tat?
No.
They're pretty good.
I've heard Rat. R-A-T-T.
Yeah.
I have a rat pedal.
Slow Cool Junior. It's one of their songs, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I've only heard of the band. I couldn't tell you any of their songs. I remember they were hair metal from back in the day. Ooh, the smell of garbage in downtown Fort Worth. Yum.
It smells like Sunday.
So one of the Pokestops coming up has a lure set for it.
There's two of them with lures.
So maybe we'll catch some good stuff.
Okie dokie.
Last time I came downtown, it was bat country. Everywhere was Zubats.
Oh.
All over the place. I didn't see anything but Zubats.
Huh.
I felt like Hunter S. Thompson.
What are they building? Why are they building more?
Because we need to.
No, we don't.
We do downtown, yeah.
Joe's in construction. They build, build, build.
It's true. So is my wife.
His wife's an architect. Build, build, build.
His wife is awesome.
But it's okay to build. Progress is good as long as you keep an eye on the past, which is what they're trying really hard to do.
Yep. And I love the fact that you always keep that in mind.
So
and you educate people like me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the name of this Pokestop is called Changing Landscape.
Hey.
Seems kind of appropriate.
Yeah, totally.
I got 5 balls from that one.
Me too.
Did you understand what they're saying? They're saying those two crazy white boys are playing Pokemon.
Now we're in the First National Bank building, Houston.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
I am so glad I'm not the only one.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
Hey, they're playing Pokemon. Excuse me, ladies? Are you playing Pokemon? Can I talk to you guys on a podcast?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay, so first off, this is the Funky Town Podcast. We play on 91.7 The Pirate, so if you're ever around downtown, you can hear it playing. And my name's Susie. What's your name?
Lauren.
And what level are you?
11.
And you are?
Caitlin.
And your level is?
17.
Oh, you're so close to 20. That's so cool. So how long have you guys been playing Pokemon?
Oh, I don't know. Just since it came out, whenever that was. Or, like, you mean just the whole thing?
No, yeah.
7-10.
Ah, is when you started. Nice.
Yes.
Very cool.
Pokemon Go or just, like, in general?
You've been playing Pokemon since you were a kid, right?
Oh, I have not, no. I mean, I played it on the game. You did, yeah.
I played it on the Game Boy back when it was, like,
awesome.
Game Boy Color.
Yeah. So. And did you collect the cards, too?
I had some cards, but awesome. I wasn't as into the cards.
Cool. Wait, can I ask, how old are you guys?
22.
Okay. So my kids are 25 and 23, but they had all the Pokemon cards.
That's how all my friends did. That's how I got into it, because you all did.
All right, and so you're having fun playing Pokemon Go?
Yeah. It's a great way to, like, spend time with people and, like, still be, like, out doing fun, nerdy things.
Yeah, so, I mean, here I am with these guys who are, look at those two.
Are they playing too?
Yes! So we're doing this whole podcast all on Pokemon Go.
Cool. So. Yeah. I mean, you can find tons of people. I feel like everyone we're passing is doing it.
Yeah. We just passed a guy, and he was like, oh, have you seen, like, such and such Pokemon? We're like, no, but, like, I saw it on the thing. So they're, like, running around.
Oh, my gosh.
Sundance trying to find.
Whoa. That person's driving fast. We just found some, like, big bowl-looking thing.
Taurus.
A Taurus, yes. And it was awesome. I was like, what does this evolve to? They're like, nothing. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know. All right, cool. Well, you guys have a good night. Have
all
fun.
Right, you too.
See ya.
What was your podcast?
Funky Town Podcast.
Is that good?
Yes. Level 11 and level 18.
Nice. I'm almost a level 18. I'm really close.
I was like, oh, you're so close to 20. You're wasting your balls again?
Yeah, but he wants that fish because it's a new one.
You're throwing too hard.
It's only a 7. Yeah, you are going too hard. That's way too far. Oh, no, 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 wait. You're patient.
You're
patience,
still throwing
patience.
Way too hard.
Right, there you go.
This is a game of finesse.
Oh, man. There you go. Feels softer.
Well, yes.
I've been throwing them all way too hard.
Yes. Oh, you got it.
And it's new, so you get like a bunch of XP. Let's see, 500, 600. Dun, 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 dun.
What's it called?
Goldeen. I got a couple of those. I might be able to.
I'm almost to level 8.
Woo, look at you. You'll be level 8 before we're done.
Let's see how many balls I have left. I got 25 balls left.
Well, quit wasting them. Hey, didn't Zach tell you a way to pick up your balls after you toss them?
No.
Yeah, there's a way you can pick up your balls.
I didn't know that. Well, that changes everything.
It does change everything. I didn't know that either.
Do you want me to Google it?
Oh, it's okay. Oh. I'll try tapping on them next time.
I need
to catch one
library?
More of those Goldeen fishes, then I can upgrade my Goldeen fish.
Did you catch that one that he just caught?
Uh-huh. I'm at 49. I can transfer one, I think. Hang on. Let me take the... Transfer it, and I'll get the candy, and that'll give me 50, and then I've only got one left, and I can...
Oh, I got another new one.
I think those ladies were offering you sex.
Then let's turn around and go back. Okay, so we're going to evolve my Goldeen. Let's see what it turns into.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. We're going to evolve the Goldeen. See what happens. Ooh, look at that. It's got a horn on its front.
Oh, I got a Poliwag.
Wow. So what is that?
It is a...
Seeking.
A Seeking.
Oh,
pretty
now
cool.
I got a wild Golbat.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh, I just leveled up.
You leveled up.
Good stuff. See, now I got a bat. Yeah, see that big bat, that's what the Zubats, the Golbat, that's what they evolve into.
Oh, I just caught one of them.
I'm going to use my Great Balls. Great Balls of 5. Oh, you son of a bitch.
I got him on the first throw.
He
all right, I leveled up to level 8.
Woo! Maybe a level 9 before we're done.
Oh, and I got some raspberries now.
Oh, oh. I'm not going hard enough.
Oh my gosh.
I can't throw.
Are you sure you want to keep doing this?
Yes.
Oh, good job. Let's hope he stays.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, he stayed.
So Joe's throwing too hard and I'm throwing way too soft.
Isn't that the way it always goes? Joe goes too hard, Jeff goes too soft.
I think there's something to that.
There might be.
Hey, let's go to Pete's.
Have you ever been in there?
I have. I went there for my friend Dawn Lovelace's birthday one year, and it was really fun because the people that were dueling the pianos liked me, so they played every song I took up there. I think it's on account of the fact that I'm so cute.
So did you take up their brown-eyed girl?
I took up all sorts of stuff. I took up, like, Depeche Mode songs, I did classics, I don't know. This is the second time, though, that I've mentioned Depeche Mode. Hey, look, we're coming up to a whole big group of Pokey players.
How do you know?
Because look at them all. Unless they're homeless people.
On their phones.
On their cell phones.
Their Facebook. I need some food.
I wish I had some cash. I feel bad. To bring cash with me just for the people who need it. Stop. Red light.
So what does that say? Ojos locos?
Ojos locos, crazy eyes.
That's what that means?
Yep.
That used to be something else. It used to be Jake's.
Did it?
So they're playing the Olympics. Are y'all watching the Olympics at all?
No. Hey, look, gymnastics is on though, and that's what I wanted to watch. Dang it, but instead I'm here.
Commercial for shampoo.
Oh, was it?
I don't know, but it is now. Crazy noises.
No, it's the
downtown,
gymnastics.
Downtown town.
Hey, look, there's a big old giant, what is that? A beer thingy? It was like a liter thingy filled with beer. Did you see that?
I did not.
Milan Gallery. I need to take a picture of this for Dustin.
So do you think... So the ladies are pointing at a piece of art, laughing.
At the face.
Saying, look at the face, and laughing. Do you think that's what the artist intended? Was
no.
Was to get that emotion out of people?
No.
Maybe.
Maybe. Let's close these out to some lures. There's a 3 in a row right here coming up.
Oh, let's go over to Sundance Square.
Okay, we'll cross the street and then go that way.
I got another one.
Here's a Spiro. It's like a bird, a sparrow. A spear.
Oh, cool.
Whoosh. Oh, I missed him.
Oh. Green light.
I missed him again. Whoop. Got him that time.
I have to pee.
Can you go in the taco diner?
Possibly.
For a flash taco flash pee?
Got a flash pee.
Oh, man,
I mean, I can pee
twice.
Pretty fast.
Been on that.
Look at, he's playing with two phones. Excuse me, sir, are you playing Pokemon and with two phones?
Yeah, my wife didn't want to come, so she was like, take my phone with you.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's perfect. We're doing a podcast all about Pokemon Go.
Awesome.
So who's the higher level of the two of you?
I am just barely by one level.
Yeah, what level are you?
I'm 22 and she's 21.
Okay, and is it true that when you get to level 20, kind of like worlds open up for you? Like better Pokemon, cooler stuff?
Just higher level Pokemon.
Yeah?
Still finding the same stuff.
Oh.
Some good stuff pops up, but that pops up for everybody.
And you get the Ultra Balls?
Yes. After 20, you get, I believe, 20 Ultra Balls.
Awesome. All right, cool. Well, have fun Pokemoning.
Yeah.
This little kid's covering up the light. He wants us to be lost in the dark.
He is covering up the light.
I know. I wasn't just making that up.
Oh. See, how come you can see these cool ones and I don't? Oh, there it is. I got the cool one now.
It's because he's awesome.
What is that? Look at it.
What is that?
A Machop. Machop?
Machop.
Machop? Machop.
Ooh.
Oh, I totally missed him. Oh, see how it goes?
Why are you doing that?
I don't know, but I'm going to go ahead and throw a raspberry out there.
I got him.
Ooh, you
first
got him.
Throw.
Nice work. See? With the finesse touch, you're doing way better.
And I'm going to use the great ball. And I'm going to... All right, let's see if we got it. I got him in mid-jump. It's kind of impressive. One. Oop, there's two. Yay!
Yay! Machop. Hey, and he got a furry thingy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I wish I would tell you right then what it evolves to.
It evolves into that guy, but it's a shadow. You can't see it. It's pretty cool. So then we got a Pidgey over there. Well, here, let's walk into the middle.
Okay. It's weird because I only come down here when there's Christmas stuff happening. So this is interesting. And there are a lot of people out here. And I'm going to guess that 95% of them are playing Pokemon.
Everybody's got their
or with someone named playing Pokemon. With someone named Pokemon. Jeez, cut her off. Ooh, Joe just caught something.
See, there's lots of these Zubats. One, two. Oh, I want to get one of these.
What is it?
It's a Psyduck.
A Psyduck.
They were talking about that on the Jerry Jones Time Master. They're trying to get that.
Ooh, I think I have one of those.
I don't have one of those yet. Oh, so the guy in this
hey.
Town. Here comes the police. Can ask him what he thinks about Pokemon players.
Yes.
See if the police plays Pokemon on patrol.
Like I'm sure he doesn't.
You like the use of alliteration, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. There it is.
Me too.
Psyduck. Nice. And we got these bats around.
What is that?
The wild gold bat. These are hard for me. See, I can't get them.
Oh, there's tons of them.
Yeah. It's bat country down here, I'm telling you.
Did it used to be... I wonder if this place has just, like, boomed in popularity since Pokemon Go.
It probably helps bringing people out during the summertime. I wouldn't be out here during the summer. That's too hot.
It is too hot.
It's some bulls.
It's
I cannot hit this bat.
How many of your balls have you wasted?
I don't know, three or four.
Well, there's a bunch of pokey stops here, so we're covered.
Yeah.
Oh.
We can get more balls. I just gotta throw it harder. I feel like my index finger is weak. I need to do some exercises. Up, down, out,
yes.
That way, back, up,
up
down, out,
out,
back,
up,
up
down,
back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me try.
Yep.
Oh, there's a fishy thing.
Uh-oh, I got low power.
Ooh, that's cool. Low power?
Man, my battery's almost dead.
Oh, man.
Like 20%. Nope.
I got him finally.
I did to catch him.
He got one of those fishies, too, earlier.
Oh, he came out. Oh, the Goldie?
Yeah. No, I got a Magikarp.
Oh, is that the one on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, those
ooh,
are some weird
that's
ones.
Cool.
I need one of those. I got one of those earlier, but I need
that's
more.
That's super cool. What's a Magikarp do?
He lays on his side and his eyes are on top.
It's like a flounder?
It's very weird.
Should we walk towards some of the other Pokemon?
We can.
Stuff?
I'm just sitting there trying to get this stupid bat.
Oh,
finally got it. I do want that fish.
Hi, you guys. Are you playing Pokemon?
Yes.
Can I talk to you guys on a podcast?
Sure.
It's the Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast. Hi, I'm Susie.
Hi.
What's your name?
Franklin.
And are you having fun playing Pokemon?
Yeah.
What level are you?
Three.
You're level three? And how old are you?
Three.
You're level three and you're 3 years old?
Yeah.
A level 13? Dude, you're higher than these two over here, just so you know.
She's at 13.
Nice. That's awesome.
So, nice work. Have you battled anybody in a gym?
Yes,
Time we go by
gym.
Seattle. Yeah. Oh, you guys are all playing together. Hi, we're on the Funky Town podcast, just so you know.
Okay.
That's awesome. What level are you?
22.
22. How about you, Daddy?
22.
You guys are awesome. All right, we're going to keep walking towards these Pokestops. Have fun.
Thanks.
Hi. Good. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, good to see you.
Look at these Poke players.
Here we are.
My goodness.
Fun.
What level are you?
21.
21. What level are you?
18. 18.
And he's like 8.
I'm 8. And all my family's here. We're all Pokemon.
Oh, it's fun, gosh.
It is.
The whole family is out Pokemoning.
Yep.
This is perfect.
There's my gold button now. There we go.
We got 914.
What did he get?
Gold button. My gold button. That's a 914 gold guy.
Whoa. So have you guys been playing Pokemon Go since it came out?
Yeah, I have.
You have? Did you introduce Pokemon Go to the rest of the family?
They all knew about it. I told them about it, yeah. I was waiting for a while for it to come out. When I got it, they all were like, what are you playing, Pokemon? And he started playing, she started playing, everyone started playing.
Yeah,
eventually,
got
everyone
up
on it.
Above everybody in no time.
Nice.
Yeah, I know nothing about this at all, but I was like, 3 or 4 days after it started, I was like, I'm down, I'll try it. And I was like, oh, this is really fun.
It's fun. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's the new trend now, that's why.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about any of the things that I'm catching. It's fun to walk around and just...
I think about 95% of the people here are playing Pokemon, which is kind of fun, kind of cool to see. Awesome. All right, keep walking?
Yeah, we can walk.
All right, see ya.
That's cool. I like the man on the street stuff.
That was my old apartment manager. His name's Chris.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's that fish again, the golden.
I don't have this one yet.
Yeah, it's a golden. You got one a minute ago.
I got the Magikarp.
You didn't get that one too?
No, but you got it and you were able to level up, remember?
I know, but I thought he got it first.
Oh, maybe I did too. I don't remember. They all look the same.
No, they don't.
Oop, I got to earn a medal. Caught 200 flying type Pokemon.
Hi, look at you. 200 water Pokemon and 200 flying Pokemon.
I think it was 50 water.
Oh, I thought it was 200.
The Spearow.
Pretty soon you're going to be 201.
Yeah, because he's flying type as well. Oh, and I missed him. Right over his head. Yeah, I'm way too hard. That's what she said.
I'm sorry.
I'm way too hard with my balls. Gotta have gentle balls with the birds.
You do.
The birds don't like it when you throw your balls too hard.
Hey, look, those people are dancing over there.
They are dancing over there.
So it's kind of quiet through this part of Sundance Square. Jeff's...
So it's Knights of Pythias Hall?
Pythias Hall, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Is that this?
I don't know.
There's a restroom.
Is
around
there?
The other side. You walk to the restroom?
I'm fine, actually.
Okay.
But thank you for remembering that I had to pee.
You could leave the reporter on.
That wouldn't be weird.
While I tickle? What if I tooted? That would be funny. Did I tell you guys I accidentally tagged myself in somebody's picture today? Because I was trying to see what Alex Moss looked like without a beard. And so he was tagged in the picture, so I hit the little tag button, but he was like, it was like rows and rows and rows of people, so I hit the picture so I could see which one was him, and it tagged me as one of the girls in the picture, and I was like, how do I undo this? So one of my, like, foster sisters, she was all, just go to it and, like, hold on to it, and it'll, like, come up with a little X, and you could get yourself off of there. I was like, oh, thank the gods. Because I was, like, scrolling deep into my friend Christian's profile. So I was down deep. He would have been like, what are you, Facebook stalking me? Hey, sometimes I want to see what's going on in your life.
Tagging yourself in those little pictures.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
You can't be sneaky.
What a doofus. Only me that would happen to, tagging myself in some stranger's picture, too.
Oh, crazy.
A Krabby.
Wild Krabby.
It's not like I knew the kid that posted the picture.
Missed him.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't mute it. Yeah, see, it should pop up for Joe in a second. Oh, you son of a... You know, I think the times when I cuss the most is when I'm playing video games. I'm the worst when I'm at home and I'm alone. I'm just like...
Oh, there the crabby popped up.
And the wife is a sailor. My goodness.
Really?
Yeah, she'll make a sailor blush whenever she's playing a video game.
I have to be fairly like, tipsy.
If we're playing a video game together and I call her a bitch, it's totally fine.
You bitch!
It's wow. Totally... Are you allowed to say that on 91.7 The Pirate?
Yeah, I can say bitch. Like, this crab is a real bitch.
Choke on it.
I probably shouldn't be saying it, though. There are kids around.
Oh, he got out. Oh, I got the nice. I think that means you caught it when it says nice.
Sometimes. It means you got a curveball. See, I didn't do it. It means you got, like, a fancy throw, like a curveball.
Yeah, buddy.
You got it?
Got him.
Oh, I'm sucking. I'm going to put on a... These are my great balls. I got a nice...
Let's hope. Nope.
See?
And you lost a good
Pokeball.
This
guy's a real... Oh, I got a wild Diglett, too.
Woo!
Oh, but I have no Pokeballs.
No.
What? Well, you need to go over to a Pokestop and get a Pokeball. There's a mean motor scooter.
Dang that guy.
Look at this. How many balls is this? How many balls is
it? I don't know, because Joe caught him first ball.
Got him, finally.
Oh, okay, good.
Everybody that was wondering.
I got one ball.
Dang it.
Well, there's Pokestops all around. Oh, what is that?
That's the Diglett.
Is that what that is? I don't have one of those.
You don't have a Diglett? Do we have to go more this way?
I don't know.
Hang on, I got one ball to catch him. It is a Diglett.
His Diglett popped up right here.
All right, let's see if I got the wild Diglett. Two.
Oh, no, I got a little snake thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I got a Diglett.
I don't have any balls.
Walk to a thing and get a ball and come back.
I'll be
The snake should pop up for you.
I think I have the snakes. Wow. That's what she said. Uh-huh.
I just made myself giggle after I said it.
There it is. There's the snake. It popped up. But I have this snake, too, already.
Ekans?
Uh-huh. I have a couple of them. Oh. Snakey snake. Oh. That was a little curveball action. Kind of went this way, and the curve backed in this way.
Does Zayas play this
Got
with
you? Got him. No. Zoe plays.
Yeah, yeah. You told me that.
He's too little. All right. So I got the snake.
Did you guys have fun? Oh, man. Katie and Michael both called me. Ooh, this can't be good.
Are those both your kids?
No, Michael's my ex-husband.
Oh.
Please call me or call your ex-husband.
Oh, no.
Dang it all straight to heck.
Can we do it live on the podcast?
Probably not.
Dun, dun, dun.
Shoot, which one do I call?
Call her first to see if she knows what's going on, and then
yeah.
Call him.
Okay. That's what I'll do.
Are you going to do this here? How are you? So did you get your...
I got a few balls. I just caught the snake. Oh, but I didn't keep him.
Oh, nice. Even said nice. Yeah, I will let it cycle a couple times through the little circle. Get smaller, bigger, smaller, bigger. Oh.
I'm out of balls. Dagnabbit.
Is the incense up? Yeah, that's up, right?
It's gone now.
So we should probably end this pretty soon. We can keep playing. We should probably end the podcast, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm out of balls. I'm out of balls. That's a good place to call it.
Yeah, it's fun, man. Sundance Square's cool. Downtown, all areas is cool, I'm sure, you know.
I'm trying to reach that one Pokestop, but I can't quite get to it.
Where's it at? But yeah, but whether you're walking up and down Magnolia, I would definitely start drinking and then go Pokemon. And
it makes it a lot more fun, I think.
Get you a designated driver like Susie.
And designated man on the street.
Right, exactly. And so, I think we're going to leave her far behind. So, all right. So we'll close out with one last song. This has been, I don't know what, Jeff and Joe's Pokemon Experience. I'll come up with a better title. But that's it. As a mean motor scooter's hum, we'll bid you adieu. And there's all kinds of stuff popping up here. Uh-oh. There's a big... Oh, man, there's two things over here. What is this? Hang on. Before we go, I got a... This big gray-looking bad boy. What is this?
I can't get any of them.
I'm not letting me touch it.
What's this?
What is that? Oh, I already got one of those, the Manchoki.
Its XP is question mark.
That's kind of crazy. Then there's a pink thing over here, too.
But I don't have any balls.
I got balls that won't let me...
Try moving around.
Huh. No, I think I'm getting an error. Error. Podcast over, error.
A man choke?
I kind of stopped it because I was having an error. I had to reboot.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Do you get errors a lot?
No. But sometimes, you know, you got to just restart the game. Get stuck.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But we're on our way back to the car now. We had fun tagging around with me and Joe nerding out on Pokemon.
I did have fun. I can't believe I ran into people I knew. That was weird.
Playing Pokemon.
Yeah, playing Pokemon. So this breeze feels nice. Holy moly.
So, before we go, I wanted you to be able to promote...
Oh, yeah. So I was going to just say, you know, check out all our podcasting friends, but I think we've mentioned them all earlier. However, on Tuesday, August the 9th, you can check out me and Rebecca Elizabeth on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. We do our own version of it called the Jenny Janestown Massacre, and it's really fun. Wait.
It's not mascara?
It is mascara. Jenny Janestown Mascara. We had... Having special guests Denver Williams and Luke McLathery on the show, and I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. All right, are we done?
Yeah.
We're done.
We're done.
All right, peace out, Girl Scouts.